Good evening. My name is Martin Kimball. That's K-I-M-B-E-L-L. I have had a business in the state of New Hampshire for 30 years now. For 24 years, my powers come from, in Ashland. Bridgewater Power has been a wood fire generating plant for the entire time. I've been there for 24 years plus. New Hampshire's number one economic resource is recreation. My business is involved in recreation. I also started a second business in recreation in Campton, and I have been living in Campton, New Hampshire for the last 24 years. 14 years I've been living on Route 3, and Eversource came to visit me and put forth the proposed project on what the impact on Route 3 would be having buried this transmission line. Well, that's my front yard. I was living on Route 175, and that was my backyard. I didn't want it in my backyard, and now I don't want it in my front yard. When they proposed this project, I asked them, I said, so what is it going to look like? Is it going to be on my property? Is it going to be on my neighbor's property? Or is it going to be right in the middle of the road, under the river? I have 75 feet of frontage on Route 3, not a whole lot, but I own 1,500 feet of river up to the thread of the river. Now, this river that flows along my property and goes underneath Route 3 is only about 10 feet higher than the thread of the brook. I don't see any room for what they propose as a 3-foot by 3-foot concrete conduit going underneath the highway or side by side to the highway or underneath the bridge. In the springtime, we have ice falls that come down through these rivers, all up and down the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and the highest recorded ice fall since I've been there has been over 14 feet and run right into the bridge and flooded out my property. What a transmission line would look like buried in New Hampshire going underneath the Pemigewasset River and the White Mountains and all of these smaller brooks slash rivers throughout our area is in question. So I asked the Eversource team if there was a transmission line buried that we could observe and observe how they were constructed with bridges in the area. They said that that didn't exist here in the United States, that we could take a trip to Europe where lots and lots of transmission lines are buried successfully. I said, if you guys would like to buy us all plane tickets and go to Germany or Austria or Liechtenstein or otherwise, we'd be glad to take a trip and view those transmission lines underground. If they would construct one here in New Hampshire, we could take a field trip and look at such a construction. My concern personally is not in my front yard. With transmission lines overhead, we hear of the snap, crackle, pop, and arcing electromagnetic forces. What is it underground? What is the impact of that buzz going to be on my property and my value? And lastly, I would just like to say that since my energy at my shop does come from a wood fire generated plant, it has been said that a number of wood fire generated plants in the state of New Hampshire would belly up if Northern Pass were to come through the state. I would not want to see the jobs for the people I know in Ashland, New Hampshire be taken away due to another energy source coming through the state that was only passing through us to power yet another energy grid in south of here. That would be all I have to say. Thank you very much.